You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast. This is When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Today, of course, is Friday, so it's Friday Night Joy. We are so glad to be here today and to be able to do a broadcast. Just trying to get my mic here thing straight. And, of course, the volume just went up on it. But we're going to correct that in a minute. There you go. Just went back down. All right. So prayerfully, hopefully, everything is getting going through. We don't really have anything. No word, nothing like that. This is like the second broadcast of Friday Night Joy this year. But I wanted to share with you, we got a broadcast every single day of this week. And I'm telling you, we got some heavy hitters in the house. We always have heavy hitters, but we got some really outstanding broadcasts this week. Amen. With people coming on. Amen. So I'm excited. I'm excited about what God's going to do this week. So I don't want you to miss any of the broadcasts. Of course, you can go back and listen to the archives of it. But just stay tuned, man. And I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed. I'm not going to be for you long. But help me just pray. Pray with me for a minute. Father God, we just thank you for today, for truly this is the day that you have made. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you are doing in our life. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross, but being resurrected again so that we might have life, but not just any ordinary life, life more abundantly. So we give this broadcast to you and pray that you will have your way. We pray that it will bless those from the north and from the south and from the east and from the west. Where there's healing, we pray that there's a need of healing, we pray that you will heal. Where there's a need of deliverance, we pray that you deliver. Where there's a need of hope, we pray that you will give hope. Where there's a need of restoration, we pray that you will restore. Whatever the needs are, God, you know everything about it. So we pray, Lord Jesus, that you restore those things that the cankerworm and the locust and the grasshopper and the palmer worm have destroyed, God. We pray today, Lord Jesus, you draw us closer and closer and closer to you, that you let no weapon form against of any kind prosper, God. We pray for the men and the women. We pray for the sons and the daughter. We pray for the grandparents, God. We pray for the family as a whole, Lord Jesus, the husband and the wife, God. We pray for all of those that have poured into our life, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, where there be may sickness, God, we pray that their healing might come forth, God. We pray, God, where there may be brokenness, that healing might come forth, God. Whatever the case might be, God, we give it all over to you and say, Holy Spirit, have your way. For truly, we cannot do this thing by ourselves. For every time we put our hands to it, we always mess it up. So now we cry, Abba, Father, and give it all over to you and pray that you would do your work, Lord Jesus. Allow us to step back and just watch your glory and watch your word be fulfilled, Lord Jesus, in this day and time that we live in. We pray and continue to pray for the peace in Jerusalem, God. We pray for this country that we're living in, Lord Jesus, for every leadership, for the president, for the government, Lord Jesus. We pray for every leadership that's in this country, God, that you will begin to show them a more excellent way, and that more excellent way is you, Lord Jesus, that love you, that love us so much that you gave your life, you, Lord Jesus, that looked on the poor, God, and went and had dinner with the sinners and the Republicans and all those, Lord Jesus, that allow women of not a good report to even wash your feet. We pray today, God, but we would be just like you, Jesus, that our heart, Lord Jesus, this country, God, will have a heart of you, Lord Jesus, that will care for the king, care for the things that you care for and hate the things that you hate. So we pray today, Heavenly Father, that you will bless us in our coming in and our going out. Have your way, Holy Spirit, during this broadcast today. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, let's go ahead and get started, man. I'm not going to be a very short broadcast, amen, but I just want to let you know we're going to share this on social media about what we got coming up this week, man, and I'm telling you, I am truly excited, amen. I'm truly excited about what God is about to do. Amen. So let's start off with on tomorrow, y'all. Tomorrow is a big day with the Bold and the Beautiful. Amen. Amen. They have a guest, lyricist Ray Duga. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correct and everything. But he will be on tomorrow with the reverend and the minister, and I'm excited about what God is going to do on the broadcast tomorrow. The broadcast starts at 10 a.m. Y'all, they Bold and Beautiful is geared towards the young people. They come on every second Saturday of the month, amen. And this is their first guest of the year. And from what I've heard from talking to Reverend Pat, they are outstanding. So we're excited about the Building the Beautiful. Amen. And what God will do on tomorrow. We pray that you will listen. And don't forget, at 10 a.m. is an early morning broadcast. Give you an opportunity to start your day off right. Amen. To start your day off right. I mean, I'm sure Reverend Norita Reed and Reverend Curtis Austin and Minister Jordana Cunningham, amen, they will be a blessing along with this guest. Amen. So be ready. Don't forget 10 o'clock in the morning, man. First thing in the morning, get your word on. Come hear a word from the Bold and Beautiful on When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Amen. And then that was on Saturday. So on Sunday, man, this gentleman right here, I've been trying to get him to come on for a while now. Amen. Brother Cleophas Malone. Amen. He's our guest minister for the Bread of Life. He could bring forth a word for the people of God. Amen. So, and his word is, what his scripture is, of his word is fortified for the fight. So I'm going to encourage you to listen. This is definitely a word for 2018. Some of us are going to really have to throw down this year, and we got to be fortified for the fight. So Minister Cleophas Malone, amen, will be with us. I got to put a disclaimer. He is my cousin, y'all, and I've known him all my life and everything. So he's excited. I'm excited to see the Spirit of God working in his life. He is part of the Spirit of Faith Christian ministry with the pastors there. Amen. Is Pastor Mike and Pastor D.D. Freeman. Amen. So we're excited about him coming on and everything, and then sharing a lot of pages and all that kind of stuff. So we're excited about my brother, man. We're excited about my cousin coming on and bringing forth the word. Then on Monday, on Adoration Evangelist Lewis McEwen, amen, would have a special guest, Sarah Al Hearn, and she will be with them, amen. And she is she's a blessing to the kingdom as the editor in chief of PositivelyGospel.com for the past 5 years. She's been doing this for 5 years, specializing in presenting a positive platform for independent artists in the gospel and Christian music. In the gospel and Christian music industry. So we got some, man, we got some heavy. I told you we had some heavy hitters coming up to date music news. She also well-known ordained and missionary, have traveled to regions around the globe, including Haiti, India, Kenya, Nicaragua, amen. So we're excited about Adoration and Minister McEwen, one of his first guests on for the year, amen, that will take place on Monday, amen. So we're excited about what God is going to do, amen, amen. And then, amen, I don't know why my mic keep doing that. Okay, let's do a check real quick. Let's cut it down just a hair, amen, and hopefully that works, amen. But then on Tuesday, man, Minister Vanessa Williams already has sent me the information, man. She has a broadcast coming up on, she's going to be doing a part two of Trusting God, amen, at 7 p.m. It's Trusting God Instead of Your Senses. Minister Van is going to bring forth the word on Tuesday. That will be another live broadcast, amen. You can call in and listen to it, you know, like that and everything. So we're excited about His abounding grace bringing forth the word on Tuesday. Amen. But it doesn't stop there, as you already know. Amen. Pastor Paul Morgan on Wednesday has been talking about challenge has been talking about triggers on challenge to change. Amen. So we're excited about his word that he will bring forth. Amen. On that Wednesday at 7 p.m. on challenge to change. Amen. Reverend Gwen will be with us at 12 at 1 o'clock in an afternoon, man, for Midday Glory Prayer. Amen. And she's been working on a series so far. Amen. And we're excited about that. Amen. So we're excited about what God is going to be doing on Midday Glory Prayer. On Thursday, Reverend Pat Randall will be back with us. She's been doing a series on What Is My Inheritance. So every single day, man, we got on Declaring the Finished Work. So every single day, there's going to be a broadcast. There's going to be a broadcast. So you got notes because you can, for the next 7 days, you can listen in on somebody's broadcast and be blessed. In fact, you'll be blessed by listening to every single last one of them. So we're excited about what God is doing. Amen. And then, of course, we'll be back on Friday Night Joy. I think that the word that God has given me, that he gave me probably a couple of weeks ago, is I think we're going to teach on that and everything, and we're going to post that in a little bit and everything. But I think we're going to talk about that, about the season and everything, and we're going to stay in line with what Reverend Gwen is doing also. Amen. Amen. And, of course, on Sunday, man, we're excited to have our new broadcast coming up this Sunday, man. And it's been a long time to come in. I've been working with this couple right now for a while, and I'm excited about them coming in. Amen. And I know that God is going to bless them tremendously. Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson will be starting a new show, y'all. Brand new, spanking new. Amen. And they be doing this every third Sunday of the month. Yeah, I gave up one of my Sundays because I'm just invested and know that God's going to speak through them. The show is called the Marriage Takeover. The Body of One is not just for married couples or whatever, but it's those that have a desire to be married. They're going to share some scripture. They're going to share some things. They are doing some great things behind the scenes, and we are excited about what God is going to do with them. So there you have it, y'all. You got to stay tuned. I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed. Amen. All of these things are going to take place this week. Amen. And you will be blessed, man, from every single one of these people that will be ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I want you to encourage you. So I think it's 6 days out of seven. But anyway, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to this. So if you have a free day on Saturday, go back and listen to some of the replays. Amen. We have over 1,200 different episodes on When Christians Speak, different broadcasts that we've done over the last 5 years. We'll be celebrating our fifth year anniversary come February, and God is still moving us and he's still grooming. There are some things that are operating behind the scenes that we're trying to work out. Amen. We have people that have a desire to come on and speak. Amen. I got a couple of notices. Got about 3 or 4 notices this week of people that's interested in coming on the broadcast and sharing their testimony. Amen. And we're going to work those things out. We want to be obedient to the thing that God has have us to do. So, y'all, just stay tuned. 2018 is a new season. 2018 is going. God's going to do. That's what the word that he had given me for. When we talk about that next Friday, that God's going to do a new thing. Amen. He's going to do a new thing. When I think about new, that means fresh. It's something that we haven't seen before. And amen. And what I remember sharing in that word, that word is not for everybody. You know, sometimes when someone be prophetic, we all the others say, well, there must, no, it's not you. No, it ain't for everybody. You know, but God knows who that selected word is for, those new things. So what I believe and what I shared and what we're going to share more of, that what will take place is that you can see people come into ministry that had never did ministry before. You can see people being ordained as a deacon or minister, apostle or prophet or whatever, that never did those things. But God's elevating people that was behind the scene and pushing them forward and everything. And it's mainly because those that have been doing it has corrupted the gospel of Jesus Christ, you know, and stuff. So see, he's pushing people towards the front. Amen. And he's calling the young and he's calling the old and everything. And look, even some of those that have been doing it, he's reviving them and everything. So we're excited about 2018 and what will take place. We're excited about when Christians Speak Talk Radio. You can still listen to us on iTunes and so many other different social media. We want to encourage you to listen in, to support this broadcast if you can. Like us on our Facebook page. Show us some love by all means. And everything like that. We need your help, of course. This has been a broadcast for the last 5 years, a passion for me, of course, but I've been told that it's time for us to ask for help. So if you have a desire to donate or desire to give a love offering or anything to this ministry, it is we'll appreciate it. It is, you can write it off. We are a 501c3 company and everything. Definitely send you your documents on time. You can do so by going to whenchristianspeak.com and clicking on the donate now button there, and everything is done through PayPal. Amen. You can also donate through our Facebook page and that kind of stuff. But, you know, we are pushing this ministry to a higher heights, not in ourselves, but in Jesus Christ, because we know what God has called us to do for such a time as this. And everybody that we are bringing forth, every guest that we will bring forth in 2018 will be a blessing to the body of Christ. We'll begin to stir up the gifts and the talents that God has given you. I'm professing that right now, for being prophetic right there, no matter where you are, no matter what your hurt may be, no matter what your pain may be, and stuff, that God is bringing forth deliverance for those and stuff like that have lost their way. You may be one of those that has given up. God is bringing forth deliverance for those that have lost and gone in separate way, you know, and stuff like that. And he's doing this not because we are so great and not because we want to, get rich and famous and, you know, but nothing like that. We'll have numbers and get celebrities to have it, but we are a group of people of humility. We are humble in the things of God, and we know it's truly not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord and everything. And we know at this point in our life, Lord Jesus, that we just want to give you all the glory. We want to be true, and we want to worship you in truth. We want to worship you in truth and of a sound mind and of a sound doctrine. We don't want anything to hinder the work or the calling that you have given us to press forth those things that you have a desire, especially with all the craziness that are going on in the world. But one of the things that I talked about when I talked about this year is that as much as the enemy is raging and carrying on and stuff is in the news, God is still in the healing and the deliverance and in the great business of working things out in our favor. He's still being God. In fact, he's doing it even much so. But those are the things that don't get sometimes they're probably not newsworthy in the society, the world, because the world love its own would never focus on. But God is healing, God is saving, he's doing all those things necessary. He's calling those things that are not as though they were. He's doing all those things for the benefit of the body of Christ, for his name's sake, y'all. He's doing it for his name's sake, that he would get the glory. Amen. So y'all stay tuned for 2018. I'm excited about this year. We're going to be doing a lot of new and different things and everything. I was talking to Reverend Pat earlier, amen, that we're going to be pressing and pushing forth, amen. Even some of the hosts that we're going to be pressing, I've already begun to press and push them forward on some things that God has given them so they might be able to even move forth, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. This is why we want to do what we want to do and everything. Amen. And I just want to thank you for every single gift, every single person that have given, that have sowed a seed, for every single one that has prayed or that is praying for this ministry. Trust me, I need your prayer. Amen. I need your prayer. There are people that are hurting, people that have lost loved ones, people that have lost babies and everything. I got a message from a young man this week and stuff, that how his wife had was having some problems through pregnancy and had lost a baby. They need your prayer. And they're not even from the United States. This ministry that we're doing, praise God, is not just in the United States, y'all. It's an international ministry. It's an international ministry, and we thank God for that we are reaching all people all across the world, in Russia, we're reaching them in China, we're reaching them in Japan, and we're reaching them in the Philippines, we're reaching them in Saudi Arabia, we're reaching people again, and it's not by, but for us, but for the glory of the Lord. So we pray that you will be blessed, continue to keep us up in prayer, we lift it up. I mean, we are, don't get it twisted, we are all under some type of spiritual warfare attack. I can speak for myself on a daily basis. So I want you to pray, keep us lifted up in prayer, because what the enemy means is meaning for evil. We know that God, we're turning around for our favor. Amen. We know that God is turning around for our favor. And we want to continue to keep every pastor, every bishop, every apostle, you know, every evangelist, every prophet, all of the teachers, all of them, you know, that spread the gospel of Jesus Christ in prayer, because they are being attacked even more so. You got some that are giving up, going down the city and giving up the ghost. You got even some, y'all, that saying they can't do it anymore, don't want to preach anymore, don't want to do anything, because they have fallen from God. They have went after the things of the enemy and stuff like that. But we know that our God that we serve is a forgiving God. You know, it's not even about whether we forgive or not, but, you know, we have to forgive them for if they made a mistake. We have to forgive them, because it's what the Lord said. But we want to also be a loving people towards them that have made a mistake, that they might know that they can live again. That they know that they can live again. For the whole purpose of them, for your leadership, please pray for them. Keep them lifted up, because temptations is coming from the left and from the right, trying to get them to take down, trying to get them to give, trying to get them to do whatever. Temptations is coming in all areas, but we, the people of God, you know, have to be strong. You know, we have to keep them lifted up. You know, one of the things I've been reading about what's going on with our president, y'all, we have to be, and I posted earlier, that every time this guy either say something out of his mouth, this president say something out of his mouth, you know, every time he tweets something that's like crazy, we need to be in constant warfare prayer for him, you know, and stuff like that. We need to be in constant warfare prayer and stuff like that, because this is what the Bible teaches us to do and stuff. Don't necessarily agree with everything he say and do, but it just means, show me more that we need to be in a place for him. Amen. Amen. So I'm not going to worry you. I'm not going to spend any more time, but don't forget about all these different broadcasts that are coming up this week. You will be blessed. Amen. I'm excited about Bold and Beautiful. Amen. I'm excited. Amen. About Reverend Tamika and Reverend Eric. I've been trying to get them to come home for a long time. Marriage Takeover, the Body of One. Amen. On January 21st, Pastor Paul Morgan. I mean, his word, amen, his teaching, you is good and great. So is Reverend Pat. Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday of the month with a Lifeline, man. Amen. She's been giving, she's got some awesome guests and some awesome teaching coming up. All these things are important, y'all. These people are sowing the word of God out to you and letting you know that God loves you and letting them know that the vision and the gospel and the prophetic meaning and teaching is available to you. Amen. It's available to you. So my prayer for you today, that if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that all you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe with your heart. You know, the Bible said the same shall be saved. And then it doesn't end there, because you do have to find a Bible believing, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, Ghost filled, teaching and loving to be a disciple so that you begin to grow. You got to ask for the growing of the Holy Spirit to dwell in your life. These things are free. Amen. And there was a great price paid for the freedom that you can get those things. You don't have to go through all your trials and tribulation all by yourself, because God is with you and he wants to remind you of those things. Amen. He wants to show himself mightily unto you. Amen. He wants to do a great and a new work in you that have never, ever been done before. Amen. He wants to show all his love. He wants to wrap his arms all around you, kiss you on the forehead, put a ring on your finger, put a robe upon your shoulders, put a crown upon your head, and tell you that you are my son, that you are my daughters, that you are joint heirs, that you are the apple of my eye, and that I love you so much. Amen. Pray with me. Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for those that we listen, and we pray, God, that it be a blessing to all, Lord Jesus. Whatever the need of your people, whatever the need of the nation, God, we lift it all up to you right now. Every private prayer, the prayers that we don't know about, something because they're private, God, we pray that you begin to show yourself mighty. We pray and we call on every angel, host of angels, to come and show yourself mighty to the body of Christ, and begin, Lord Jesus, to call unto the backsliders to come back into right relationship unto you, to call upon the hypocrites to come into right relationship with you, to call upon those that have given up, to call upon those, Lord Jesus, that don't know what else to do next, to come unto the defense city and trust and depend on you. We pray today, God, that you would do something great and miraculous in our lives. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Don't forget, if you have a desire to give into the ministry, you can do so by going to whenchristianspeak.com and clicking on the donate now button. We are a 501c3 company. We appreciate your donations, amen, and your help, amen, to pursue and to push this gospel continually. You know, nobody's getting paid for this, amen, what we do and stuff like that. But there are costs and there are needs and stuff like that. So nobody's trying to get rich, nothing like that, you know, but we just want to push the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen. So we pray that you be blessed. Don't forget, amen, on tomorrow, amen, with the Bowling Beautiful, Reverend Novena Reed and Reverend Curtis Arthur and Minister Jordana Cunningham. Amen. We're excited about their guest, Sarah Herney, will be with them. And don't forget, with me on the Bread of Life, amen, on Sunday, amen, that we would have with us. I'm sorry, I said that completely wrong. Let me do that again. On tomorrow, they will have lyricist Ray Duga with them on the Bowl in the Beautiful, okay? And on Monday, they will have Sarah Hearns with her Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McElwain. Amen, amen. And then on Sunday, we have feature guest Cleophas Malone will be with us, amen. So we got a lot of things going on, amen. So we thank God for you. Be blessed and know that we love you, amen, but God even loves you more. God bless you, amen. Okay, obviously, I might have to go back and edit this because it's not ending. It should be ending. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk today. Amen. Mm-hmm.